The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day. Well, we've been telling you, and the TSA has been warning everyone that they need to get real ID for years. And this time, they're serious. TSA says that if you do not have a real ID by this Wednesday, you better get to the airport at least 3 hours early because you'll be subject to delays and additional screening. And even then, you might not be cleared to fly.
So they're going to let you fly now?
You're going to have to go in early, and then they might let you or might not. A real ID driver's license has a star on the top right corner, and it shows that you're verified your identity with additional documents. Now, starting Wednesday, a regular old driver's license will no longer be enough to board a flight. Now, if you do not have a real ID, you'll need a passport, a global entry, a permanent resident card, or a border crossing card, a foreign government issued passport, or a veteran health ID card. Now, if you do not have one of those, get to the airport early as you can and bring as many other IDs with your photo as you can find. And if you aren't flying until this summer, arrange to get your real ID ASAP or you will not be going on the plane.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day.